Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, the 11th of September, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Buckingham Palace announced yesterday that an official state funeral for the British Queen Elizabeth II will take place next week, on Monday, the 19th of September. Beginning at 11 a.m. Polish time today, the Queen's coffin will begin its journey from Balmoral Castle back to Buckingham Palace, stopping in Holyrood House in Edinburgh, her official Scottish residence. The official funeral ceremony will be held a week from Monday at Westminster Abbey in London, with her final resting place at the Chapel of St. George's Church at Windsor Castle, where her husband, Prince Philip, and her parents, who died last year, are also buried. U.S. officials plan to commemorate the 21st anniversary of 9/11 today at several key sites of the 2001 terrorist attacks by al-Qaeda. President Joe Biden will deliver remarks and lay a wreath of remembrance at the U.S. Pentagon outside Washington, D.C., while First Lady Jill Biden is due to deliver remarks at the Flight 93 National Memorial Observance Center in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In New York City, the main site of the attacks, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband will attend a commemoration ceremony at the National September 11th Memorial. Polish tennis phenom Iga Świątek captured her first U.S. Open Grand Slam tennis title after defeating Ons Jabeur of Tunisia in three sets in the finals in New York yesterday. The win marks Świątek's third Grand Slam triumph after winning the French Open in Paris in 2020 and 2022. In remarks after the match, Świątek thanked fans for their support, saying she was glad that I can connect people through sport, and that tennis is becoming more and more popular in Poland. Poland beat Brazil 3-2 yesterday to book their place in the finals of the 2022 5B Volleyball Men's World Championships. The Polish team won 3-2 after a tiebreak in the semifinal thriller played at Katowice's Spodek Arena. The Polish team will face Italy today in the finals, with the match set to begin at 9 p.m. tonight. And the Polish men's basketball team will face Ukraine today in the FIBA Men's EuroBasket 2022 tournament in Prague after finishing in third place in the Group D qualifiers. The Poland versus Ukraine match is set to take place at noon in Berlin today, with both teams hoping to advance beyond the round of 16. The international employment agency Gremi Personal invites Poles and Ukrainians, as well as their families, to celebrate Borscht Day today in Gdańsk. The event will take place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today in the park near number 11 Świętej Barbary Street. Visitors can purchase Ukrainian souvenirs, enter a lottery to win prizes, and sample Ukrainian borscht, fresh-baked bread, and kvass for a symbolic 1 złoty. All funds collected by the agency will be used to purchase medical supplies for the armed forces of Ukraine. More information on the event can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl or on the Gremi Personal Facebook page.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool, with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will peak around a high of 17 degrees centigrade, or 62 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 12 degrees centigrade, or 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with temperatures expected to warm slightly as the week progresses. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.